I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. I hope everyone had a very happy holiday while creating many new memories with friends and family. This time of year, I like to look back on what I've read. Today's segment will feature my favorite reads of 2013. This was a banner year for me, and I had a tough time whittling down the list to a manageable size. We begin with fiction in no particular order. Luca and the Fire of Life by Salman Rushdie tells of Luca's father, Rashid, who has an unparalleled talent for telling stories. He has created whole worlds full of interesting characters, places, and ideas. They all become real for Luca when he actually travels to the world of magic. Rushdie has woven a wonderful tale of imagination and the art of storytelling. Night Circus by Erin Morgenstern is a magical story of a mysterious circus and a competition between two pawns of dueling magicians. Look for the part of the story where a woman wears a magnificent gown which changes colors and patterns to match the person she engages in conversation. Underappreciated writer James Salter came out with his first novel since 1979, All That Is. This poetic and literary story chronicles the life of Philip Bowman, which opens with Midshipman Bowman on a carrier under attack by the Japanese in the days before the invasion of Okinawa. After the war, he returns to America and becomes a book editor. The Temple of My Familiar by Alice Walker is a sweeping story of the African-American experience from the Middle Passage through to the Civil Rights Movement of the 60s. It provides an intimate look at the lives and loves of those condemned to live under slavery. Enon by Paul Harding is a heart-wrenching story of a couple who lose a child in a tragic accident and their attempts to reassemble the fragments of their lives. Never depressing, never maudlin, Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Harding takes us inside a tormented mind trying to figure things out. Dear Life by Alice Munro is a collection of short stories by the recipient of the 2013 Nobel Prize in Literature. These tales teach the importance that all lives have and the inner workings of the human mind. To close out the year, I'm now reading Bring Up the Bodies by Hilary Mantel, who won a second Booker Prize for this saga of Thomas Cromwell and the court of Henry VIII. Look for a review in January. In nonfiction, Elsewhere, a memoir by Richard Russo tops the list. Elsewhere focuses on Russo's mother and their relationship and his struggle to understand and cope with her mental illness, told with a streak of humor underlying all. Finally, Aimless Love, new and selected poems by Billy Collins, says just about everything for me about my favorite poet. Ask for a copy of this list of five-star reads on the comments section of kwbu.org. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. You can read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. Join me again next time for Likely Stories and happy reading.